The first bird I became fixated on as a birder, I fell in love with its image in my first field guide the very morning I received it as a Christmas gift, was the pileated woodpecker. I didn't see any during my first year of birding and got almost halfway through my second year before I got close. I'd taken two college ornithology classes and went on several Michigan Audubon field trips to all kinds of habitat, but never saw a pileated. Then on June 5, 1976, Russ and I visited Hartwick Pines State Park in Michigan on an Audubon field trip. Our leaders said that was a place where the pileated was fairly likely. Our group arrived late that morning after driving up from Lansing, and we covered a few trails as a group all afternoon, but none of us saw any pileateds. At dinner, Joan Brigham, one of the field trip leaders, suggested a particular path in the park where she had had luck on many previous occasions, and so Russ and I headed there for an after-dinner stroll on our own. It was lovely spending a little alone time together. Birding in a group is more fun for the real birder in a couple than for the one who is just tagging along, so I tried to make this walk pleasant for him. The problem was that early in the morning we'd be heading on to Grayling to see Kirtland's warbler, so this was my last chance to see a pileated woodpecker in what could well be, from my perspective as such a beginner, my entire life. It wasn't near dark yet, but I was very antsy to move on to the right trail to see that bird. Unfortunately for me, a whole lot of spring wildflowers were still in bloom, and Russ hadn't had a chance all day to stop and photograph them. He got fixated on a little stand of nodding trilliums, parked himself on the ground, and started taking photos. This was back in the days before digital photography, and we were poor students without money to waste on a lot of film, so he had to be judicious in setting up each shot. I felt so impatient. There could be a magnificent pileated woodpecker right around the corner, and here we were wasting time with stupid little white flowers in the leaf litter. I was begrudging Russ's fun, even though I'd been having a splendid time all day, and this was the first time all day he'd been having a genuinely good time. I tried not to voice my impatience, but was getting antsier and antsier. And suddenly, there it was, a pileated woodpecker flying past my face so close that I could feel the air rushing from its wings. He alighted on a nearby pine, close enough that Russ could get an identifiable photo with our 50mm macro lens. If we'd rushed onto the other path, we may well have missed seeing it altogether. And without Russ's photography, we'd never have had a photograph to memorialize this incredible moment. The bird stayed in the tree for an eternity, a few minutes at least, while I drank in every detail through my 7x50 Bushnells. The thrill of the living bird, just as huge and spectacular as the field guide promised, in the magic of this deep woods, Russ there to savor it with me. Every element of this beautiful moment was perfect. This was the experience that taught me patience, that I might as well enjoy where I am while I'm there, rather than being ever impatient to move on to the next place. This was one case where the anticipation did not exceed the actual event. Indeed, a full 42 years later, I still smile whenever I see a nodding trillium, still able to conjure the delicate wind on my face from a pileated woodpecker's wing beats, the startling vividness of that very first one's plumage, and the special joy of this shared experience with my husband. That pileated woodpecker was the best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.